This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The new ethics code adopted by the U.S. Supreme Court looks good on paper, legal experts say, but in reality, it's toothless. The code of conduct issued following reports of undisclosed travel and gifts, most notably by conservative Justice Clarence Thomas, includes no enforcement mechanism and lets individual justices decide ethics questions for themselves. Its lack of an enforcement mechanism means that it will operate on the honor system, with individual justices deciding for themselves whether their conduct complies with the code or not. That makes it a parchment promise, legal experts say, without transparent procedures for assessing whether it has been violated or what consequences are brought to bear when it has been. Amanda Frost, a law professor at the University of Virginia, said, "The primary problem is how to give these rules teeth, especially in light of the fact that there have been repeated violations of these very rules. Among those violations," she said, "were participation in fundraising events and the failure to disclose lavish vacations, travel, and gifts by Justice Clarence Thomas and the use of Supreme Court staff members to help sell books by Justice Sonia Sotomayor." At the heart of much of the debate over the new ethics code is which conflicts require recusal and whether justices should decide those questions for themselves. Justice Thomas, for instance, took part in cases on the 2020 election and its aftermath, even though Virginia Thomas, his wife, had participated in efforts to overturn the results in favor of Trump. The new Supreme Court ethics code does not say what can be done to address situations like that, said Renee Nacky Jefferson, a law professor at the University of Houston, who explained, "There is no official process for an individual to file a complaint. There is not really even any clear way that we can see how the justices will enforce it among themselves." Chronic wasting disease, an affliction that kills wildlife, has reached Yellowstone National Park. A dead mule deer in Yellowstone tested positive for chronic wasting disease, the first confirmed case of the always fatal disease in park history. Yellowstone had previously managed to dodge the fatal disease despite the presence of the wildlife disease in the three states that neighbor Yellowstone National Park. The park and the Wyoming Game and Fish Department confirmed CWD in the carcass of the adult male deer buck found near Yellowstone Lake in the southeastern section of the park. The mule deer buck was originally captured by Wyoming Game and Fish staff near Cody in March 2023 as part of a population study. That's when it was fitted with a GPS collar. The collar signaled that the animal died about a month ago. In coordination with Yellowstone staff, Game and Fish wardens located the carcass on the promontory, a landmass that separates the south and southeast arms of Yellowstone Lake, and collected samples from the dead deer for testing. The samples tested positive for CWD. There's no effective strategy to eradicate chronic wasting disease once it's established, and so Yellowstone's plan in the wake of the detection is to ramp up monitoring to determine how prevalent the disease is within the park. CWD is a 100% fatal disease that infects animals in the deer family, including elk, moose, mule deer, and white-tailed deer. CWD causes physiological and behavioral changes in infective cervids and ultimately leads to emaciation and death. The disease has affected surrounding states and provinces more than in Montana, but has crept into animals in Montana and now into Yellowstone. In Libby, in the northwest corner of Montana, CWD has decimated deer populations, and all along Montana's northern border with Alberta, Canada, and along the southern border with Wyoming, wildlife have tested positive for the disease. Chronic wasting disease is a transmissible, progressive neurological disease similar to mad cow disease, which jumped the species barrier in the mid-1990s, leading to the deaths of 176 people in Great Britain who developed a variant form of Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, a slow-acting degenerative brain disorder. Hunters who kill a deer, elk, or moose must test for CWD prior to consuming the meat and are advised not to consume the meat if the animal tests positive. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.